Would you ever call them grates?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Andirons are grates, so uh-huh. words that you mm-hmm. might use. And the little pieces of wood that you start a fire with?
Kindling.
Okay, okay. And the black stuff that gets...
Soot.
Okay, and the white things in the bottom.
Ashes.
Okay. Now, I was wondering, in the old days, would they ever use a real big piece of wood that they might put in there in a stove mm-hmm. at night that, in hopes that it would burn all night? They mm-hmm. would have to get up and...
What did we call it? But sometimes they said they were going to stoke the fire, but that isn't okay. what they called the wood.
Would they ever call it a backlog?
No.
Okay.
No, I hadn't heard that.
Okay. Okay. Pronounce that for me. Pronounce backlog for me.
Backlog?
Yeah, just backlog.
Backlog.
But that isn't what they called it.
No.
Oh, uh-uh. Okay. Well, if you think of it as we go along,
okay.
you can just throw it in. You mentioned pantries. Were there other storage spaces up at the ranch house? Places to store like clothes and things like
Grandfather that? Grandfather made wardrobes or armoires, whatever you would want to call them, but they're still up there. And he made the kitchen cabinet that held the dishes and the glasses and all of that type thing that it was in the kitchen rather than kitchen cupboards as we see the cabinets as we see now. They built the cupboards. And it was done with crude tools, but it was well beautifully done. And it would come under the heading, I think, of primitive furniture kind of right now. But it's over 100 years old, and you know, I cherish it. And the wardrobes he made in Mother's and Daddy's room had the had newspaper from Cincinnati on the inside of it to keep it clean. And it had the date 1888 and 1889 on the inside of the wardrobes.
Did those stand, yeah. were those built into the
no.
wall or they stood
no, they
out
were,
from the
they
wall?
They were loose. They yeah. were separated from the wall.
Would they ever call them clothes closets?
Well, we had a clothes closet which was built into under the stairs where the stairway
okay.
went in. That was a clothes closet. But the other was called a wardrobe.
Okay. This is just a pronunciation. The plural of house is what? If you have two, would be
houses.
Okay, and the thing on top of the ranch house would be called a what?
Roof.
Okay, mm-hmm. And what was it made out of? Do you know?
Shingles, handmade shingles.
Okay, it was handmade shingles.
Mm-hmm.
And did it have anything on the sides to catch water?
Yes, it did, but I don't. Downspouts and gutter is all that I can
okay.
think of now,
okay.
and I don't know whether they called it anything
okay.
else.
Would you ever hear them call them eaves troughs?
Yes, I would have.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pronounce
sure eaves trough.
But that's what
mm-hmm.
they would have used.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the sides of the house were made out of what?
Lap siding.
Lap siding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does somebody still live up there? Is it
well, we live up there. My son goes up there every weekend.
Okay.
And we have it. It's just as open there and ready to live in as this house is.
Oh, my goodness.
And a lot of people go up there and spend weekends,
okay.
you know.
So
and
it's just kind of a...
It's just a second place to go to
okay.
get away from Jefferson.
Okay. To get away from the big city of
yes.
Jefferson, right?
Well, yes. You know, sometimes you can just really want to hide out, you know. And then you go up to the ranch.
How far is it from here to there?
3.5 miles.
3.5 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, how many entrances into the ranch house?
Let's see. 3, 4.
There were
four entrances.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another pronunciation. If a door is open and you want somebody to close it, you tell them to do what?
Please close the door.
Okay. How many windows were they in the ranch house?
Lots. There are two windows like this in the living room, two in each bedroom,
mm-hmm.
one only in the dining room, but the door in the dining room has a glass
okay.
door.
Okay.
And the kitchen has three windows.
Okay. And they were made out of...
regular glass,
okay.
window glass.
I just wondered,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know if they might have used something different. Did they ever in the wintertime put anything over the windows to keep the cold out? Would they have anything like storm windows or plastic?
No, I don't, no, we didn't have anything like that. I can remember if there were a really cold night, lots of wind or something, they might hang a quilt or a blanket across the door to keep the snow from blowing in, but the snow blew in. It's all you could do to keep it out of even a modern house.
Yeah. I've
had it come in this door right out here with a storm door and come back in this far if you were getting a really good blizzard.
I want to ask you some about the weather in this area in a little while. I want to find out about that too. Did your parents have anything they could look into in the morning?
Mirrors?
Yeah,
yes.
They did have those. They ever call them a looking glass?
Yes, they did.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
That is a word they would use.
Yes,
okay.
They would have.
And the thing your mother would have used to sweep the floor?
Broom.
Okay.